Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd with TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 13, See Good Days. Today's focus scripture is taken from 1 Peter 3:10, which reads, For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. I would guess that the primary reason you want to lose weight is that you want to love life more and see more good days. Sure, you can say that it's just about looking good, but doesn't looking good make you feel good too? Or, if you want to lose weight so that you can perform better, doesn't that make you feel good too? The Bible provides a good prescription on how you can love life and see good days before you even lose a pound. The prescription will also help you with your Christian weight loss goals. See, when I was a teenager, I used to call myself fat. In hindsight, I wasn't even overweight, but after high school, I became so. And soon, I graduated to obese. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Be sure that the words you speak to yourself are ones you want to answer to. It is important to recognize that you may have excess fat on your body, but it is not who you are. Saying that you are fat is as ridiculous as saying, I am blood or I am bone. They are just parts of you. Your fat is part of you. For now, until you shed the excess that you don't want. So when you say, I am, think about this. I am is the name of our Father. Therefore, I am are the two most powerful words in the universe. What you say after those words is very important. While your am is lowercase, it still has power. Speak kindly to yourself and about yourself. If you are anything like me, it will feel strange at first to give yourself encouragement, compliments, approval, and validation, things I was seeking so desperately from other people. I came to recognize that I was speaking evil to myself, constantly comparing myself to other people and finding myself wanting. Every day I was hurting myself with my thoughts and words, and all I was doing by consuming the cakes and pies was trying to soothe the hurt that I was inflicting on myself. So once I saw the pattern and started befriending myself, then I had less need to emotionally overeat. Does that make sense? The less I overate, the more my body started shedding the excess fat. And the more excess fat I lost, the better my performance and the better I looked. I started loving life more and seeing more good days. Examine how you speak about yourself, even going as far as to imagine that the words you are saying to yourself are ones that you would say to a little child who longs to have your love and approval. Would you still say those words to them? If not, then don't speak that evil to yourself either. Encourage yourself and speak well of yourself, and more days will be yours right now. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.